This was a complete joke, of course. Indents were never able to pay off their debt and earn their release. Once they got finished slapping you with pay deductions, late fees, and interest penalties, you wound up owing them more each month instead of less. Once you made the mistake of getting yourself indentured, you would probably remain indentured for life. A lot of people didn't seem to mind this, though. They thought of it as job security. It also meant they weren't going to starve or freeze to death in the street. My indenturement contract appeared in a window on my display. It contained a long list of disclaimers and warnings about my rights, or lack thereof, as an indentured employee. Nancy told me to read it, sign it, and proceed to indent processing. Then she logged out of the chat room. I scrolled to the bottom of the contract without bothering to read it. It was over 600 pages long. I signed the name Bryce Lynch, then verified my signature with a retinal scan. Even though I was using a fake name, I wondered if the contract might still be legally binding. I wasn't sure, and I didn't really care. I had a plan, and this was part of it. They led me down another corridor into the indenturement processing area. I was placed on a conveyor belt that carried me through a long series of stations. First, they took my jumpsuit and shoes and incinerated them. Then they ran me through a kind of human car wash, a series of machines that soaped, scrubbed, disinfected, rinsed, dried, and deloused me. Afterward, I was given a new gray jumpsuit and another pair of plastic slippers. At the next station, a bank of machines gave me a complete physical, including a battery of blood tests. Luckily, the Genetic Privacy Act made it illegal for IOI to sample my DNA. Then I was given a series of inoculations with an array of automated needle guns that shot me in both shoulders and both ass cheeks simultaneously. As I inched forward along the conveyor, flat-screen monitors mounted overhead showed the same 10-minute training film over and over on an endless loop. Indentured servitude, your fast track from debt to success. The cast was made up of D-list television stars who cheerfully spouted corporate propaganda while relating the minutiae of IOI's indenturement policy. After 5 viewings, I had every line of the damn thing memorized. By the 10th viewing, I was mouthing the words along with the actors. What can I expect after I complete my initial processing and get placed in my permanent position? Asked Johnny, the training film's main character. You can expect to spend the rest of your life as a corporate slave, Johnny, I thought. But I kept watching as, once again, the helpful IOI human resources rep pleasantly told Johnny all about the day-to-day life of an indent. Finally, I reached the last station, where a machine fitted me with a security anklet, a padded metal band that locked around my ankle just above the joint. According to the training film, this device monitored my physical location and also granted or denied me access to different areas of the IOI office complex. If I tried to escape, remove the anklet, or cause trouble of any kind, the device was capable of delivering a paralyzing electrical shock. If necessary, it could also administer a heavy-duty tranquilizer directly into my bloodstream. After the anklet was on, another machine clamped a small, electronic device onto my right earlobe, piercing it in 2 locations. I winced in pain and shouted a stream of profanity. I knew from the training film that I'd just been fitted with an OCT. OCT stood for Observation and Communication Tag, but most indents just referred to it as ear gear. It reminded me of the tags environmentalists used to put on endangered animals to track their movements in the wild. The ear gear contained a tiny comlink that allowed the main IOI human resources computer to make announcements and issue commands directly into my ear. It also contained a tiny forward-looking camera that let IOI supervisors see whatever was directly in front of me. Surveillance cameras were mounted in every room in the IOI complex, but that apparently wasn't enough. They also had to mount the camera to the side of every indent's head. A few seconds after my ear gear was attached and activated, I began to hear the placid monotone of the HR mainframe, droning instructions and other information. The voice drove me nuts at first, but I gradually got used to it. I didn't have much choice. As I stepped off the conveyor, the HR computer directed me to a nearby cafeteria that looked like something out of an old prison movie. I was given a lime green tray of food, a tasteless soy burger, a lump of runny mashed potatoes, and some unrecognizable form of cobbler for dessert. I devoured all of it in a few minutes. The HR computer complimented me on my healthy appetite. Then it informed me that I was now permitted to make a 5-minute visit to the bathroom. When I came out, I was directed onto an elevator with no buttons or floor indicator. When the doors slid open, I saw the following stenciled on the wall. Indent Hab, Block 05, Tech Sup Reps.